Hey guys, this is the Harbell Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harbeltcompany.com. And our email address is sales@harbeltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. So the more and more electronics that we get in our life, the more and more things that we need to charge up. The other thing is that USB-C is becoming the new standard out there. Just this year, later this year, Apple will be announcing their new iPhones, and everyone out there is betting 100% that they will be going to USB-C finally on their iPhones. So that means now their iPads will be USB-C, the iPhones will be USB-C, Android phones are USB-C, Bluetooth speakers, Bluetooth earbuds, everything is going to USB-C. Now, of course, we still need some USB. There are still going to be USB devices out there, devices that you have in your house, like your Victor Stream or something like that, that might still use a USB port. Well, that brings me to the item that we have in stock today. And actually, I'm going to talk about three items today, even though these are three different items, and I will list them on the website as three different items. But in this audio description, I'm going to put them all together because what they are wall chargers. Now, of course, more and more people are not giving you chargers when you buy things. Of course, Apple's not giving you chargers anymore. I got some Bose earbuds the other day, no charger in there. They give you the cable, they just don't give you the charger. So they expect us to have chargers for them to be able to use with those things that they give us. And a lot of us do have maybe some little 5-watt cubes and so forth. But it's time to finally start upping your charger game and getting some beefier chargers in your house or to carry with you. Now, what this is going to do by giving you a higher wattage charger. Number one, it's going to charge your devices as fast as they can be charged. Now, if you get a 5-watt charger, like one of those little cubes that Apple used to give us, those little square 5-watt cubes, that is not going to charge your iPhone at the quickest it can charge. But if you get something like one of these that we have in stock today, where it's, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 watts, whatever, that is going to kick in your quick charge for your iPhones. It's also going to charge your tablets as fast as they can charge, and it will even charge your laptops. Now, if you have a laptop with a USB-C port, like most of them are going to, all the chargers that we have for sale today will actually charge those laptops, because it's one thing to have a charger with multiple ports on it, but it's another thing to actually have the wattage produced by that charger to be able to power a laptop or a MacBook or a MacBook Air or whatever. Well, all of these chargers today will do that, along with charging all of your other items. Usually most of the 13, 14-inch laptops require at least a 45-watt charger to be able to charge them. And of course, it's better if you have at least a 65-watt for those. Like even the Lenovos that I've sold on the store in the past and the Lenovos that I own, they come with a 65-watt charging block. But there are some laptops out there that do require 90, 100 watts, and sometimes even more. Well, what we've got today, we've got three different USB wall chargers, but they're not just USB like standard USB. They also have USB-C ports on them. So what you get the choice of is you get the choice of a 90 watt that is going to give you three ports. It's going to give you two high-speed USB Type-C ports and one high-speed USB port. So that way, you can have two USB Type-C items plugged in, or one, or also you can have your USB, your standard USB plugged in. So you get three, you can charge three total devices at one time, and this block is 90 watts, so it will easily charge up most of your 13, 14, 15-inch laptops out there, maybe even some 16s and 17s. And, of course, some of them will require 100 watts, but 90 watts is going to get you covered for probably 90% of the laptops that you buy out there. And I will demonstrate because I have my laptop right here. So I'm going to plug in this 90-watt charger to my outlet here, like so. Okay, that's plugged in. Now, all of these that I'm talking about today are going to be or going to have foldable prongs. So they will be able to, the prongs will fold back into themselves so you can easily travel with these, put them in your pocket, whatever you want to do. So let me grab a USB-C to USB-C cable, which I don't, let's see if I got one in my little stash here. Got plenty of USB-C to lightning cables. It'd actually be kind of nice to go to the whole USB-C on an iPhone. That way I can carry one cable and it takes care of pretty much all the devices that I have to charge. Let's see, is this USB-C? See, I believe it is. And it is. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and plug, it's not a very long one though, but that's good. I'm going to go ahead and plug this in to what I just plugged in over here. Plug it into one of the USB-C ports, like so. Okay, so that is now plugged in, and now I'm going to have to do a little maneuvering here with my laptop because this is not a real long USB-C cable. Okay, so now if I plug this into the side of my laptop, like so, boom. And let's look here. AC connected charging battery. So there you go. And let's see. 36% is where my battery is right now. So let's just give it a second, and I'm sure we will see that jump to 37%. So plugged in to the 90-watt charger and then into the side of my Lenovo here. And it should go up pretty quickly with 90 watts. The cool thing is, like, even on these Lenovos, I can plug in a 45-watt charger, and it will still charge them. So they're very efficient. And the 13, 14-inch laptops usually can get by with a 45-watt. But I always like to have a little bit more wattage than that, just because if you're doing stuff with them and you're trying to charge at the same time, the 45 watt might not cut it, but 90 watt, 100 watt definitely is going to cut the mustard there. There it is, 37%. So it's already jumped up a percentage. So there you go. This is charging my laptop without any problems. And if I wanted to throw my iPhone into the mix, I could throw on one of these mini cables that I have here. Let me throw on this one. USB-C to Lightning. I'm going to throw that on the other USB-C port, like so. And then plug in my iPhone, like this. And now it's charging my iPhone. And if I wanted to bring a third item in, I could through the standard USB port. But this way, it will charge my laptop and my iPhone at the very fastest it can charge, which an iPhone, at least a 13 mini, with this wattage block and using a good certified USB-C to Lightning cable, you will be able to charge it from 20 to 100% in an hour and 27 minutes. Maybe even a little bit less than that. But when I did my test, it was about an hour and 27 minutes. But I did use it a couple times while it was charging. So you might even get it charged all that in 1 hour and 20 minutes if you don't use your iPhone or whatever. So that is the benefit of a high wattage charger. All right, so I'm going to unplug that. So So this 90-watt charger, like I said, Three USB ports, two USB-Cs, one standard USB, foldable prongs, small enough you could slide into a pocket, really heavy-duty, solid charger, really, really nice charger, guys. Okay, that's the 90 watt. Now, the other one I'm going to talk about is going to be very similar to that. I'm just knocking my iPhone off here. Okay, but let me grab it. So the other one is going to be... Now, this one here is the beast. Okay, this is a 100-watt, 4-port charger. Now, I remember the days when you wanted to get a 4-USB port charger. You had to get one of those things. It plugged in with the cable, like a 5-foot cable, and then it went up on the table and it sat down there, and then you had your different ports. This is small enough to put in a pocket or a purse, and it will plug into the wall. It is, of course, a little bit larger in size than the 90-watt charger as far as actual physical size. The 90-watt, let me give you guys a little few dimensions on this. 90 watts, about 2 inches square, about 2 inches tall and a little over 2 inches long, and about an inch and about an inch and an eighth wide. So that's the 90 watt. The 100 watt is going to be about 2 1/4 inches tall. It's going to be about 2 1/4 inches tall, about 2 1/2 inches. I'd say about 2 2 1/8 inches tall, about 2 1/4 inches long from front to back. And then the width-wise is going to be about the exact same as the 90 watt. Let me hold it up here. Yeah, exactly the same. Actually, it's kind of funny, but the 100 watt actually looks a little bit thinner than the 90 watt. Not by much, but I would say the 100 watt is actually going to be about an inch wide. But this is going to give you 2 USB-C ports and 2 USB standard USB-A ports. So you get 2 standard USB-A ports, and when I refer to USB-A, I'm talking about the standard old regular USB ports that we've known for many, many years. So USB-A, 2 of those, and 2 USB Type-C ports. So this thing will not only charge your laptop, but it'll charge 3 other devices at the same time it's charging your laptop. And if you have a laptop that's a 17-inch or whatever, that is going to be needs at least 100 watts of power, you could use this to charge that laptop. And of course, it's easily going to charge my 13 and 14-inch laptops. But this thing, yeah, is the beast. 4 total ports, 2 USB-C, 2 standard USB, and still has the foldable prongs, still super rugged, heavy-duty charger. It has circuitry. Both of these, all these I'm talking about, have circuitry where it actually sends the correct amount of wattage to each device that you have plugged in. So when you plug the devices in, it's going to look at those devices. It's going to say, okay, this device can handle up to this many watts, so it's going to send that wattage over to that device. Then it's going to look at the other device. This wattage can handle this many watts. So it's good. That way you're not wasting wattage on devices. So really, really cool deal there. That's the 100 watt 4-port, two standard USB-A and 2 USB Type-C. That thing is awesome. Okay, and then finally we have one that is 100 watts, but it is going to be simply 2 USB Type-C ports. Now this one is going to be smaller than the 4-port one, of course, because it only has the 2 USB-C ports. Let me compare it to the 90 watt. Okay, so this one is almost exactly, like exactly the same size as the 90 watt charger, but it's going to give you 2 USB-C instead of 2-in-1 or 2-in-2. This is going to simply give you 2 USB-C ports. This is 100 watts though, so really nice. You get more wattage, one less port, but you do get the more wattage, and you could charge two laptops with this thing, because being 100 watts, the two USB-C ports, two laptops, you know, mix and match, whatever you want, but it's going to charge them as quick as they can go. And these are, you know, USB-C, which everything is going, like I mentioned, to USB-C. So it's good to have some strictly just USB-C wall chargers on, you know, on board that you can use that. So, so yeah, guys, 100 watt dual USB type C ports. Again, super rugged charger, heavy duty, foldable prongs, circuitry, which, you know, routes the right wattage to the right item and so forth. So there you go. That is the three that we're talking about today, that at the time of this recording, we have these on the store. So you definitely want to look. We do have them separated out into three separate items. So just look at the titles and you will be able to see which one is which. So again, you've got the choice of 100 watt dual USB-C, high-speed USB-C. You've got 100 watt four ports, the largest of the three in size, and not necessarily larger wattage-wise, but just largest in the size, two USB-C and two standard USB-A. And then finally, you have the 90 watt, which is two USB-C and one USB-A. So that is the three chargers that we have, guys. You can't go wrong with any of these. They're going to charge your tablets, your phones, your MP3 players, your Braille displays, whatever you got that can plug into a USB or USB-C port. These are going to take care of that, along with the laptops and things like that. And, of course, the new iPhones that come out at the here in just a couple of months. So these are all brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.